Welcome to the Millennial Agenda, the podcast that's here to prove we're not out to ruin the world, we're just trying to survive it. I'm your host, Josh Gunderson, and joining me on this roller coaster of adulting are two incredible co-hosts, the brains and sass behind the operation, Nina Sabatini and Meg Stone. Join us as we tackle the everyday challenges of the world with a dose of humor and a splash of wine. So whether you're a millennial navigating the trenches or just trying to understand our avocado toast-loving ways, buckle up, you're in for a ride.
His dog in season two, which I was just like, please, more of this.
Suddenly the shift is away from the players and more of just following Alan around the castle. Well,
the dog is just sitting there like, huh?
I would like to believe that Alan and Claudia actually got to stay in the castle.
They better have.
Because that,
or we riot.
I think that makes the most sense to me because there's no way the production was just like, we're going to rent it for a few hours and that's fine. They've had it the entire time. That, like, in my headcanon is I want to believe that, like, they spent 2 weeks filming the US version, then they spent 2 weeks filming the UK version, and Alan and Claudia are just like palling up the entire time. That's what I want to believe.
Nick. The B-roll for the characters, like when they find out if they got killed and they're like looking at the door when it gets like knocked on, or it gets more and more salacious. And so it got to the point where it's like men shaving and like people in bubble baths. And Nick's just like, seriously? Like, what the fuck
when Sweet Dear Matt removes his robe, I was like, UK, calm down.
We got the vapors over here. We got the vapors.
I wasn't prepared. It was tough. I had to rewind it to make sure that's what I saw.
Oh my god. Now I'm going to have to look up Matt from the UK version.
He's not your type at all.
No.
But so when you see him, you're going to be like,
dude.
No. He's not Fergus. But when you see him, you're going to be like, oh yeah, I can see why Nina and Josh. So like the first time I saw him, I went, he is attractive. And Nick was like, oh yeah. And I was like, yes, he is attractive.
So
are you, honey.
But he's like golden retriever attractive.
Yes. He's a baby boy. Like, that's just.
Oh, that checks out for you guys.
Oh, actually.
Yeah.
Stand by.
He's like a BMX biker.
I mean, if he's tatted up, maybe.
So this is.
That's his feet.
That's the bubble bath scene.
Oh, hello.
That's on his Instagram, and I really love that for him.
Oh, side note, Josh. Oh, that checks out for you too. He's cute. He's cute. Mm-hmm. I need more tattoos and a little more. More of this.
Anywho, what were you going
to say? Timothy Chalamet. There is him rapping, a very young Timothy Chalamet, in some like weird high school production. I'm going to have to theater production.
I've seen it.
Okay, good. I was like, I need to find this for Josh because it was on like some TV show and I was like, I must find this immediately.
No, I was watching him on an interview and they actually played it. So
it's probably this where I saw it as well because it was on an interview and I was like, oh, buddy.
So that all said, any final thoughts on the traitors now that
I love the traitors. I don't know. I'm gonna keep going with it. But like,
do it. Live your life.
I'm still like reeling for freaking Christian. Like, I need more on this backstory. Like, I know how Cameo works, like, in general, but like,
Josh is magic. That's the backstory.
Like, was there back and forth, or was it just like, here's a bunch of stuff and go, we have a podcast? Because now I'm like worried he's gonna listen to the episode and be like, you guys are shitting on the show.
We're not shitting. I don't think we, I think it was a very even balance.
We did not shit on the show.
I think, like, is it something I would have gone out of my way to watch? Probably not. Did I enjoy it? A little bit. I think it was fun to watch, like, from that, like, the strategic side, because whenever I watch something like that, when I watched The Mole on Netflix, my brain went to, how would I play this? How would I do this?
I need to watch The Mole because I haven't watched that yet. I think you'd like the strategy of this.
I think you'd like it.
I'm not a big reality TV fan, but I would go out of my way to watch The Traitors.
With The Mole, I liked it a little bit. I liked it more. That's why I had a hard time wrapping my brain around The Traitors, because, like I said before, in The Mole, the audience has no idea. The cast doesn't know. The audience doesn't know. It's a complete secret from everybody right up until the bitter end. So I liked that, because I found myself more engaged, because, like, with Traitors, I would be doing other things while watching it. I would tune in when, like, somebody started yelling or crying. But with The Mole, I thought it was a lot more interesting, but again, it's not something I would have got out of my way to watch. I think The Mole was just kind of like, I hovered over it for too long and the preview started playing and I was like, all right, we'll see what this is about.
That's how they get you with the clip.
Yeah. So it wasn't anything bad. Like, I've actually, now that, like, I know that my sister watches it, she and I have had some fun conversations about it. Kenna, who I talked about earlier, actually, because I took a snap and posted it to my story, she just replied with, how? So, but it was a good time. It was a fun watch. I think, like, New Zealand, I'm kind of like, I'm not, I think it's, eh.
Well, I think the production, Nick's always, he's like, why does the money keep going down? And I'm like, because we started with the U.S., and now we're in New Zealand. Like, they don't have as many people. They're not going to have the sponsorships. They're not going to have the product placement. Like, there's just not going to have the production amount that, like, a U.S. show is going to have.
Because Australia is not coming back for another season.
Right, which I can understand why Australia got canceled after the last season's nonsense. So, like, I get it. So, like, it seems to, like, be going down a little bit in the direction we watch them in, but it's also just smaller productions. Yeah. So I'm trying to remind him of that.
Though New Zealand did something very interesting, and I will pose this question. So New Zealand, when they first get there, the host has them all line up from who thinks they're most likely to win to least likely, and then chops them in half and says to the least likely people, all right, cool. Since you don't think you're going to win, over on that hill there is $10,000. You run your ass over to it right now. You can take that 10 grand and just leave. And no one from that side does it. But then he goes to the other side. It's like, how about you people over here that think you're going to win? Do any of you want to do it? And one guy was like, yeah, yeah, I do.
Yep.
And he walked away with $10,000. So my question is, would you do it?
That would have been my strategy.
I was the most disappointed with that person, because he was a gamer, and I was like, when they were doing the interviews in the beginning, like, introducing people, I was like, oh, I can't wait to see what he does with this. And then that happened, and I was like, son of a bitch, I guess I'm not gonna see.
But that's $10,000 in your hand versus not a guarantee. Yeah,
very good chance, like a 1 in 24 chance that it ain't gonna be you. Because it was the same thing.
And he was just like, I make minimum wage. He's like, now I'm, so I get why he did it. But that bummed me out. I was like, oh, man.
It did, because then there was a point with, I think it was with Maddie, where she was, like, they were at that little dinner, and she was offered, like, you could walk away, like, here's, I think it was, like, $6,000 or $3,000 or something. You could walk away with this right now and leave the game and take $6,000. And she opted not to do it, and she got, like, banished the next night. And, of course, at her banishment, she was like, I should have just taken the money.
Like, everyone at the table was like, she should just take it because we're getting rid of her. And then on a different season, somebody was offered money.
It was Harry.
And
And he ended up winning.
He was offered it. And he knew he was going to win because he was a traitor and everybody believed he was a faithful. And so he was like, oh, for the good of the group, I'm going to add it to the pot. I'm not going to take it. And it made him look selfless. And it was just like, it just cemented it. It was such a good move because it did. It cemented for everybody that he was a faithful and he was just in it for the group. And I'm like, no, his ass knows he's going to win at this point. Like, he's just adding more money for himself and making himself look more faithful.
Yeah. He played the game. He played the game well. He played it very well. Huggin.
He did indeed. Oh.
Anywho, so that's anything else anyone wants to talk about? We did the thing. I got to surprise Nina. I had
you
to sit on that.
Dying trying to surprise you. Dying.
Oh my god. How long have you had that cameo?
I finally got it on Sunday, which is part of the reason why last week when we were like, oh, can't record, I was like, that's fine. Totally fine. I'm not ready. So I got it on Sunday, and it has been.
I got a preview.
You gotta send it to me because I'm gonna go wake his ass up and make him watch it. Like, because he never texted me back, and he had to have been passed out because there's no way he wouldn't have commented. There's just no way. And that was at 6:56.
That's very late
for him. Yeah. Oh my god, dying.
When I watched it the first time, I cackled so hard.
I was trying not to breathe because I was just like, I want to hear
your face
all of
was
this.
Everything correct. I could not. That's at this point, I was just reacting to your face. Was amazing.
I actually really liked, like, Nick and I both liked Christian, but we were like, oh, he's like, he's being slimy in how he's playing it because he was so good at, like, turning it on and off. But then after the season was over, we found out he was an actor, and I was like, it makes me actually feel better about it. He was just a really good actor.
Yeah.
It's just like, because if he hadn't been an actor, I was like,
he's a psychopath.
Ew, you're creepy, and like,
was,
I don't like where you're doing with this.
He was having so much fun, too. Like,
that's,
yeah.
He had the correct attitude, I feel like. There's
he had,
a lot
like,
the
little kid joy, like, when we're at the park, and we're just like, this is amazing!
Yeah, and that's, like, that's what, again, what bugged me about, like, season two with, like, Phaedra, who was just, like, she was playing a character, but for the cameras, not for the game.
Yeah.
And so, like, they'd be in the tower, and she'd be, like, oh, you ready to murder? So ready to murder. Like, why are you Batman all of a sudden?
Yeah. She was
that's
Batman.
That's almost Bane.
And then, though, at one point at breakfast, they were like, oh, so-and-so died. They just cut to her, and she's like, anyone got the boiled eggs? And I'm like, okay, that is the attitude that
Egg and Sue!
Oh, my God. Not Egg and Sue! Baby Jesus!
Not Egg and Sue! Not Burgalicious!
Not
my Burgalicious!
Meg's like, I don't know what's happening anymore.
Burgalicious. I love when they called her out for being dramatic, and she's like, honey, I am dramatic. Like, this is just me.
I can side tangent. My favorite part of UK was, I know for a fact it was filmed after the US, because at one point they used B-roll of a hand writing a name on the murder thing, and it was like, it was three white traitors, but it was barely, very clearly a black woman's hand. I'm like, what's Phaedra's hand doing there?
Oh my god, I missed that. That's amazing.
I found myself paying a lot of attention to the Phaedra role because I was like, I wonder how much of this they're reusing. And then it was a traitor writing somebody's name down, and it was just very clearly Phaedra's hand, and I'm like, who did that?
Oops, a doozy. Oh,
no. Nick and I are at the point where, like, they cannot show the peacock or, like, have the sound go by without us being like, garrah, garrah. Like, we can't not do it now. And so, like, we have Birdathon that's going to be happening, which is, like, our big fundraiser. Uh-huh. And Nick and I used to work with this woman, Amanda, who works for Conservation Science. And she's the one who takes all the Birdathon data and, like, puts it together. And so last year, or maybe, I don't know if it was last year during Birdathon. I think he started it last year during Birdathon, and then he just continued with everything. He would, like, send her pictures of birds, be like, what's this? What's this? And then, like, pictures of insects and pictures of, like, grass.
So he would use her as a personal iNaturalist?
But, like, he didn't actually care. He was just being like, I see it, I see it, I see it. And she was just like, I'm going to kill you. And so, like, they used to prank each other with the gnomes at the Discovery Museum. And so, like, he put the gnomes outside of her office down at, like, Forbush. So, like, she came in and was just like, ah, there's gnomes! Like, so they're always pranking each other. And so it was after one of the bird call episodes, he's like, I'm going to start leaving voicemails for Amanda being like, what is this bird? Woof, woof. Like, just obnoxious noises. And so I messaged her and I was like, first of all, I just want to say I tried talking him out of this. Second of all, I cannot be held responsible for what he has planned for you for Birdathon this year. And she was like, please remind him that I have saran wrapped toilet seats in my time and he really shouldn't mess with me. So this is like going to get bad. I can just tell.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's like, roo, roo, roo. Oh, he's awake. He just wrote, ha 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 ha, Jesus. So I'm gonna make him watch it.
What did you say to him? What did you send him, I guess? That's
all capital. Well, I sent him a screenshot of Christian talking, and then I wrote in capitals, they sent me a cameo from Christian, and I go, OMG, he congratulated us on our engagement. I'm dying. And then he just wrote, ha 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 ha, Jesus.
He's coming to the wedding.
Shaw, he's coming to the wedding.
Please no.
I mean, what?
No, he's not. I invited Phaedra.
Yes. Well, each of us is bringing one of them.
Oh,
somebody bring one. Somebody bring peppermint.
I know if please I was going to bring anyone, bring I would peppermint. Bring Kate.
She doesn't want to be at my wedding.
She doesn't want to be so anywhere.
No, she would be so mean. It would not be fancy enough for her.
I don't think so. I think she's a lot more down to earth than. I mean, I could be.
She's a boat girl.
True, but oh my god, ugh, her chucking the barrels in that one. Like, Kate, why are you doing that? Because I'm a liability. Yeah. Oh my god.
That's like when they were doing the hike in Australia and they're like, you can trade a bar for a beer or you can trade a bar for a glass of champagne, and the friggin' asshole just took it and threw it away, and he was like, I just wanted to throw champagne.
I just wanted to see
and
what
it's
that
like,
felt like. Like, fuck off.
Such a dick. Yeah. I was also like, you just cost yourself $2,000, you moron. Like, what?
Yeah. Oh, it was.
But he'd never thrown champagne before.
Yeah.
But oh, Kate.
The woman who was crawling, I was like, I am her. I am her crawling up the mountain.
Like, they're like, where's so and so? Cut to her, just so bad. I'm trying to think, because like, at one point, and I think I like the more I think about it, because there was at one point during a roundtable. Kate shows her board with a name written on it, but above it is her name, and then it's like kind of crossed out. I think she voted for herself, and the producer's like, no, you can't do that, and they made her redo it. I think she tried to vote herself out, and they're like, yeah, no, that's not a thing.
Okay, officially love her for that.
So I have to say, I love the way Australia's slates are versus the UK and the US, because UK and US uses chalk, and Australia uses like the chalk wet markers, and I hate the fact that there's chalk, there's dry chalk everywhere, and I there's something about it that I'm like freaking out about, and I'm like, in this day and age, why are we using chalk? Why aren't you even giving them like dry erase boards? Like, what? Why are we doing chalk? Like, I just can't do it.
I'm trying to think. There's like one last thing that Kate did that I'm like, oh. It was in season one when she was the first to show up to breakfast. And she's like, every day I'm here is a day in hell.
And nobody would vote her off. And she was just like, please vote me off. I don't want to do these stupid freaking challenges. I don't want to. I'm not here for it. Like, I don't want to get dirty. I don't want to pick stuff up. And she ended up having to jump out of like a helicopter and all this other stuff.
I wouldn't have been thrilled about it, but I would have been like, how often do I get to jump out of a helicopter? I probably would have done it.
Oh, I would do that now without having to. I mean, I've jumped out of a plane. Why not a helicopter?
into the water in a wetsuit.
Yeah, it's
good. I'm down.
I'm ready now.
But of course, that'd be
to the chopper.
But it was a lock, so I feel like Meg would get distracted and be like, "I'm gonna find Nessie."
Probably.
And we're like, "No, Meg, point. Focus. You gotta swim to the flag, Meg. Meg, after
Nessie, Nessie.
Meg, no, no."
That's my strategy. Find Nessie. Nessie gets me to flag faster. What's your
that
point?
Would be, so there's this... That would be Meg's secret. Like, the first confessional, she'd be like, "I'm just here to find the Loch Ness Monster." And she just runs, and you just see her Zoidberg running from the castle.
Oh, God. I loved, like, the start of one of the seasons where there's a girl who is missing a hand, and they're all tied up to stakes, and she just, like, pulls out. She's like, "Well, here's one benefit to having one hand," and everyone just, like, loses it. It was so
that
great.
That was Molly. She made it all the way to the end with Harry. That's season two. I hate that I know these people now.
Your friends.
I follow most of them on the Instagrams now.
On the gram?
On the gram, yeah. But I mean, it's like she was.
You
so
offended Silas. He ran away.
I'm so sorry. She was so sweet, and like, oh, that last banishment where she like started to write his name down and then like crossed it off and then started to write it again. And then she like looked at him and mouthed like, "Promise me it's not you." And Harry even said no. He mouthed no back to her, but then they voted. Second family dad guy, Jazz.
Yeah.
I only am like dead set on that because I just watched this last night. I just finished it last night. So I'm not that crazy. But again, it's having the mental health people there, I think, helped because she was very upset. She walked out of the room. But then, I'm sure it wasn't immediately, but they had the confessional that night. Because I also learned with the editing of this, pay attention to what people are wearing in their confessionals. That'll tell you when things happened.
Yeah.
But she was like, "Yep, fair play. Fair play." And I guess I read afterwards they did see each other like sometime afterwards, and like I guess she gave him like a big hug, called him like a wanker or something, and then I was like, "Yeah, you did good. You played the game well." And that's what bugged me about the US people, is like they're so like MJ, well, if you're not mad, so then why'd you unfollow us on Instagram? Like, first off, how old are all of you? Just real quick.
11.
Right.
But like
they're like, "I unfollowed you because you unfollowed me." It's like, oh my God.
You played the game well. Like, congratulations. Like, why are you flipping the Monopoly board?
Mm-hmm. Well, the two of you made my heart very happy tonight.
For you, I would watch reality TV shows, and I have proved it.
But well, I've been watching horror shows, so hey.
It's true. And Nick, actually, when I saw him, he's like, "Make her watch more horror." I was like, "I'll talk to Josh." Everyone needs to see this and appreciate its glory. Glory!